cameras. Because his daughter works for me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Now it is.
Worked for me last year.
Back in session.
Call the committee back in session. Ms. Hebb still isn't here, so we're going to try one last attempt here. We're going to go ahead and adopt or have a motion to adopt the amendments to House Bill 2187. Open a work session on 2187.
Mr. Chair, I move dash one. Is it a dash one?
Dash two.
Dash twos into 2187.
Representative Wistat moves the dash twos into House Bill 2187. Is there any discussion?
Hearing that, so
ordered. And we'll close the work session on House Bill 2187 and reopen a work session on House Bill 2302 for the and ask officer or ask Representative Wisnant for his vote.
Aye.
How do you vote? Aye. Wisnant votes aye on 2302.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Close the work session. And we'll go ahead and open a public hearing on House Bill 2340. If Ms. Hebb doesn't make it before we're done, we'll have her speak when we go testify at the work session. Want to tell us about that?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 2340 creates provisions relating to the venue for criminal prosecutions involving stalking or violations of a court stalking order.
You want to just tell us a little bit about that?
My understanding is essentially this bill would allow that if a person has a stalking order out and there have been contacts that constitute violations of the stalking order in multiple counties, rather than having to have an individual prosecution in each county and incurring the expense each time, this would enable the prosecutor to not aggregate, but to basically gather all of those contacts together and then try the case in any of the counties where a contact occurred.
Okay, thank you. Ms. Skinner.
Information about stalking that may become relevant to any of the members. Chair Barker, members of the committee, my name is Gina Skinner, and I'm a deputy district attorney in Washington County, and I've been a deputy district attorney for 11 and a half years. I'm here to support House Bill 2340 as a member of the Oregon District Attorneys Association. This bill does a couple of things. First of all, I want to address the issue in the amendment that was drafted regarding the bill and the intent of the amendment, which was really the intent of the bill, which is that the crime of stalking, which is ORS 163-732, has as an element that there must be at repeated unwanted contacts from a defendant to a victim. And the repeated is defined in the statute as two or more contacts. So it's very common that you have a situation where a defendant could have one contact against the victim in one county and one contact against the victim in another county, where you might have a victim that's trying to flee a defendant and either moves to a different county or stays with a friend in another county, and the contacts continue within a relatively short period of time. Currently, we would have to have one prosecution in one county and one prosecution in another county, and if we had a situation where there was only one contact in each county, that in itself then wouldn't be a crime, and we wouldn't have anything. And so the goal here is to have, if there are multiple contacts, that in any county where at least one of those contacts occurred, either of those prosecutors would have jurisdiction over the entire case, as long as it fell within the statute of limitations. As far as the bill as it was originally drafted, one of the provisions that was mentioned that is most helpful is in 15 sub B, where it talks about a violation, criminal violation of a stalking order, which is separate than the crime of stalking, which does not require a stalking order and has to have two or more contacts. But subsection B discusses once a civil stalking protective order is in place, then the defendant, if they contact that victim one more time, in violation of the order, that in itself is the crime of a violation of a stalking order. It's very common for stalkers to contact the victim multiple times, and it's also very common for them to do it in such a way, say that they did it by phone, where you didn't know where the defendant is, and so the venue is going to be dependent on where the victim is, and you might have on Monday, they call them when the victim's at work, and they live in Multnomah, or they are working in Multnomah County. On Tuesday, they call them at home, and they're in Washington County. And on Thursday, they're at a conference, and that they're in Deschutes County or whatever. And so you might have three different days in a row, and now you've got three different prosecutors dealing with the same victim. the big problem that I've had is that victims are then drug all over the state, having to go to all these different court proceedings, whether it's grand jury, trial, civil stalking hearings, and then they just get fatigued and tired, and it's very expensive. And in fact, I believe that this bill will save money. It will save expenses for multiple court hearings. It will save money for prosecutors' time. It will save money, especially for victims. And in some ways, it could be argued that it's beneficial to the defense because they won't have multiple cases and jurisdictions and multiple defense attorneys that they're having to deal with around the state. And the idea is to give one judge who can hear the entire case, understand the entire situation, and give a holistic approach to that defendant by expanding the venue with this kind of a strange crime that requires that the crime occur over a period of time and not just during one particular incident. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions? Okay, thank you. Ms. Hebb.
And I think I just wanted to add very quickly that the intent is to have the bill as it's drafted plus the amendment. I think there was some confusion about whether it was going to be the bill and it was going to be substituted by the amendment, but the idea is if we add that amendment to the end of 15A and then have that be the bill as it would be seen. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chair Barker, excuse me, Chair Barker, members of the committee, Sybil Hebb for the Oregon Law Center. I'm sorry that I was late running over here. Appreciate your help. I wanted to offer just a few comments in support of House Bill 2340 from the perspective of the Oregon Law Center. We clearly defer to the criminal bar with respect to the technicalities of criminal prosecutions, but I wanted to speak a little bit about the crime of stalking and the impact that it has on our clients' lives outside the arena of the criminal context and the extent to which prosecution and accountability can help significantly reduce the impact on victims. We prioritize this provision of services to people who are the most vulnerable in our society, and we unfortunately have seen a rising number of cases that are referred to us that are civil in nature but have to do at their heart with domestic violence, sexual assault, and stalking. And we find that those dynamics really significantly increase the threats to our clients' lives but also significantly trap them in further poverty. And it's part of our mission to help people move up and out of poverty. And so that's why we focus on these issues. Stalking is something that has sort of an indicator to us of some of the most vulnerable clients. It's something that has been tied to an increasing level of lethality in an abusive relationship where there is stalking behavior. A victim is significantly more likely to be seriously injured or killed, and so that's a clear concern for us. And the risk of sexual assault and physical assault is also greatly enhanced when there is stalking behavior present. Unfortunately, those threats are not confined to the primary victim. Often the victim's family, friends, neighbors, co-workers are implicated in this risk, and so it's a crime, it's a threat that spreads out across the community. And I guess to germane to the point of this particular bill, we see clients who have gone to significant lengths to get away from abusive relationships, who have moved, who have changed their addresses, who have taken significant protective steps, and who have been tracked down by the perpetrator, and they have had to then uproot themselves and their children from school and from work and from relationships and family and move again. We have, unfortunately, a percentage of clients who have done this three or four times at great risk both or great expense psychologically as well as financially. So to the extent that the implementation of our accountability laws can be enhanced by this bill, it's a significant help to victims both psychologically as well as physically in reducing threat. So we appreciate the proposal and your consideration of it for those reasons.
Thank you. Any questions? Ms. Hebb. Okay. Ms. Skinner, can you come back up a minute if you just wait? Counsel?
Just in the interest of making this as quick as possible the next time we bring the bill up, I just want to make sure I understand. We have the original bill, which has lines 13 through 24 in bold, so the new language. And then the amendment, the way I read it, is to delete that and insert this language. Are you saying actually that you want the bold language plus the amendment language? I figure if we all know what we're dealing with, then at least next time it'll go quickly.
That's what you're I believe that the idea is that the language that was in the amendment was different than what is here. What's here is good, but it doesn't specifically address the one concern that I have. But this, the other language that's in here does address other concerns. Mm-hmm. So I would prefer that we keep this language and then just add the amendment to this language.
Okay, just to clarify, Ms. Hebner. Okay. Thank you.
So we don't want to.
I'll get a new amendment.
Okay.
Incorporate this.
Okay. Then, okay. Thank you very much for your testimony. Then we won't put that
it's
amendment
not
in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. And we cannot work that. We'll also get the amendment fixed before we pass through that. Close the public hearing. House Bill 2340. Is there any other business to come before the committee today? Adjourned. Thank you.
Very good. Do this one.